यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा गुरुदेव जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिब्राज गचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतस्वी श्रीमद् शिल भय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगत गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जय इस्कॉन विविडी फाउंडर आचार्य इस डिवाइन ग्रेस शिल प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नमाचार्य शिलोदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की आलाचुअनी रमन नीति धाम की भक्ति वेदांत अकादमी भक्त वृंद की जय स्टूडेंट एंड टीचर वृंद की जय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sisi Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Someone left the car lights on near the boutique. Thank you. That's good. Hare Krishna. So, since last time you all are here, today we are reading a new chapter, 7th chapter. It's all about the pastimes. We just got out of the chapter 6 about talking about the impersonal and the universal form of the Lord. Now we will see the Lord takes many, many forms. And today's Parbhar Prabhupada also will give a hint how all of us can actually identify who is God, who is not God, who is pretending God, or claims to be God. Maybe not in America so much, but in India I saw. They actually literally claim. So today's verse is 7th Canto, chapter 2. So before we begin, we want to evoke the mercy of Lord Vasudev to clear our consciousness. Everything we connect in this world through the consciousness. If consciousness is pure, then you are pure devotee. So to see the Lord's presence in the purport of this Bhagavatam, let us all fold our hand and pray three times. Please repeat after me, if you can. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritam.
Narayanam Namaskritam.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasatim Vyasam. Tato Jayam Udirae.
Nasta Prayesu Abhadresu.
Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke. Bhakti Bhavati Naistaki. Thank you. I don't know exactly the meter, but I came up with the meter this morning. Yeah? You want to lead? Jato ruche rajanayat suyama suyamana sujagna.
Jato ruche rajanayat suyamana sujagna.
Akuti sunur amaran atha dakshinayanam.
Akuti sunur amaran atha dakshinayanam.
Loka trayasya mahatim ahara jad artim.
Loka trayasya mahatim ahara jad artim.
Sayam bhuvena manuna harir iti anukta.
Sayam bhuvena manuna harir iti anukta.
Jato rucher ajanayat suyaman sujagna. Akuti sunur amaran atha dakshinayam.
Akuti sunur amaran
Loka trayasya mahatim ahara jad artim.
Loka trayasya mahatim ahara jad artim.
Sayam bhuvena manuna hari iti anukta. Jato ruche rajanayat suyaman sujagna. Akuti sunur amaran atha dakshinayam.
Akuti sunur
लोकत्रयस्य महतिम् आराध्यत् आर्तिम् स्वयम्भुवेन मानोना हरिर् इति अनुक्तः प्लीज चैंट जातुरुचे अजन्यत् श्रियमांसि जग्ना पाकोति सुनो अमारं अतदक्षिणायम् लोकत्रयस्य महतिम् आराजदातिम् Synonyms. Jataha was born. Ruche, the wife of Prajapati, Ajanayat gave birth. Suyaman, headed by Suyaman. Sujagnaha, Sujagna. Akuti Suno of the son of Akuti. Amaran, the demigods. Atha Das. Dakshinayam, unto the wife of the name Dakshina. Lokam, the planetary systems. Trayasya, of the three. Mahatim, very great. Aharat, diminished. Jat, all those. Artim, distresses. Sayambhuvena, by the Manu named Sayambhuva. Manuna, by the father of mankind. Harihi, Hari, Iti, Das, Anukta, named. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The Prajapati first begot Sujagna in the womb of his wife Akuti, and then Sujagna begot demigods headed by Suyama in the womb of his wife Dakshina. Sujagna, as the Indradev, diminished very great miseries in the three planetary systems, upper, lower, intermediate. And because he so diminished the miseries of the universe, he was later called Hari by the great father of mankind, namely Swayambhuva Manu. Very beautiful. Can we all say three times? Hari, Hari, Hari. Let's do. Hari, Hari, Hari. So this is the name of Lord Krishna, and this is the reference where the name Hari comes from. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained what Hari name does. So we'll discuss that. Then we will be happy. Whenever anyone feel depressed or not feeling well, just say Hari Hari.
Hari Hari.
And some spiritual mystical potency will come, you will start feeling better. And keep on chanting, you will feel more better. Okay, let's see the purport. In order to guard against the invention of unauthorized incarnation of God by the fanciful, less intelligent persons, the name of the father of the bona fide incarnation is also mentioned in the authorized revealed scriptures. What's the father name of Krishna? Wow. I blow it, didn't I? Okay, is there another father name of Krishna? In Mathura, who knows? You can't say. You have to wait. This is their audience first. Yes, Prabhu. And Krishna's mother's name?
Devaki.
Devaki in Mathura. And Krishna's mother's name in Vrindavan? Yes? Yashoda Maiya. Very good. You already can defeat him. Somebody say, I am God Krishna. You will say, what is your father's name? What is your mother name? It may not match, then you know he's not. Okay, that's very nice. Then Prabhupada writes, no one therefore can be accepted as an incarnation of the Lord if his father's name, as well as the name of the village or place in which he appears, is not mentioned by the authorized scriptures. So where Krishna took birth? Where did he appear first? Yes?
He said in a jail cell.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, that was very nice. Jail cell in Mathura. Good. Where did he take birth? He appeared, you said, in Mathura. Where did he take birth? Did Krishna take birth? Yes, Prabhu. That's he appeared. That's true. Yes.
In Vrindavan.
Very good. Thank you. You will be required. Very nice. Both answers are correct. Explanation. When a devotee has very intimate relationship with the Lord and the parents wants to relish the paternal feelings, without birth, paternal feelings or parental feeling will not be complete. That's why Krishna takes birth. You understand? God does not need to take birth, but he takes birth so that, you know, Mother Yashoda, also Mother Devaki, or any mother of God, they actually have a very strong emotional feeling as the baby is growing in the tummy. And when due course of time, the Lord appears, as Mother Yashoda gave birth, Nanda Utpanna Atmaje. Those verses are there, that actually Nanda Maharaj's house where Krishna was born, Jata. Jata means the birth is recorded. So why Krishna, why God takes birth? To nourish the feelings of the parents. This is the first reason. Of course, there is other reason why he takes birth. Then Prabhupada says, in the Bhagavad Purana, the name of the Kalki incarnation, when Kalki incarnation will come, anyone ever heard this?
Yes.
When Kalki incarnation will come? Yes, Prabhu. End of Kali Yuga. Give him a very nice call. Very nice. Which is to take place in almost 400,000 years, is mentioned along with the name of his father, the name of the village in which he will appear. A sane man, therefore, does not accept any chief edition of an incarnation without reference to the authorized scriptures. So I'm going to pray to Srila Prabhupada for his mercy. Also, I'm begging mercy from all of you. And please pray for me so I can say something that will be aligned with Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara, which will affect and purify our heart. And hopefully Radha Shyam Sundar will be happy to hear this discussion. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamahayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Veshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Siva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, verse 6, 7, 8, 9, these are very important verses. Srila Prabhupada gave many lectures on it. Said God appears for mostly three reasons. I'm sure you all heard that verse probably. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreant, as well as to re-establish the principle of religion, I myself, millennium after millennium, appear. So in that verse, if we analytically break down, there's two reasons. One is for himself, one is for the world or others. One is for himself, that he comes down to reciprocate with his devotee, those who are like Alachua devotee, Banas. You all are praying Krishna every day, you are chanting Krishna's name. Lord Krishna will come to your life one day, and Lord Krishna will ask you, I heard your prayers, now I am here. So you will have a chance to reciprocate with the Lord. So this is one of the reasons why Krishna comes. I remember many years back somebody asked, how come Lord did not appear in America? I said, well, nobody invited. But now due to Prabhupada, all this family, they are worshipping in their house, even in the school. So you are inviting, Lord will appear here. I don't know, don't ask me when. It depends on your love. When you really want to reciprocate, Lord will come and reciprocate. So in the Purport, Prabhupada writes that, I do not know exactly how many of you ever face, they actually claim as a Kalki avatar. I remember in San Diego, there was an Indian gentleman, knew some mystic power, and I took Sadaputa Prabhu to have actually tested. So he was doing some vibhuti, you know, he will show you his palm like this, and you see nothing. I have a gold ring, you can see, but he had nothing. And then he closes his hand like this, and then he gave like this. And Krishna Kripa Prabhu, Brahmachari, he was with me and Sadaputa Prabhu, he was recording the whole thing, just to check whether how this mystic magician or mystic power exactly exists. So he did this, and Sadaputa Prabhu, I remember, he said, can you do it again? So we asked him, and he did it. He gave me some ring, he gave some ashes. So later on, I personally asked him, like, how is possible? I mean, this has to have existence somewhere. You know what he told me? In his house in India, in a village, he has a big drum, like a big container, in the backyard, sealed, filled with the rings, of cheap rings, like a penny. You can get penny ring made of some kind of cheap metal. And he filled it up. And he has access from America, he can get those one ring at a time and give it somebody. But in his hand, you'll see nothing in the beginning, and then some or other he had that power to get that ring and give it to you. And say, wow. Does it make him as God? Because Prabhupada says that his name has to be mentioned where? In Bhagavatam. Very good. You all are very good. So Bhagavatam does not have, now everybody should know,
The Kalki avatar, if somebody ever challenge you, his father's name, Prabhupada mentioned, this is in Bhagavatam, first canto, third chapter, 25 verse. Prabhupada writes, his father name will be Vishnu Jasha. Can we all say it? Vishnu Jasha. If somebody say, I am the Kalki avatar, you have to ask his father's name. If he does not say Vishnu Jasha, you start doubting. And then, he was born in a very educated, Brahmanical, educated, Vedic cultured society. So you have to ask him where, you know, Vedic educated cultured society, where they are? Right here, you all are. So he could actually appear here also. Because I was researching this Sambalpur, the word Sambalpur is not designated by India in Orissa. Even though there is a place called Sambalpur in Orissa. But then Sambalpur, Prabhupada also translates, Sambalpur means where the Vedic Vishnu cultured where the, like Gurukul is training, you chant Hare Krishna, you have an association, you worship, association with the saintly people, you worship the Lord, you honor prasadam. These are called Vedic culture. You dress like with a tilakam, you all have a neck beads, wonderful. So this is the Vedic culture. You all can expect Kalki avatar to be appear anywhere where the Vedic culture. Sambalpur is not a physical location. Just like spiritual world, it's another level of reality. You can be sitting in Alachua's, in your home, and if you have a sincere dedication and service attitude, then you will be able to see Golok Vrindavan in your heart. Would you like to see Golok Vrindavan in your heart?
Yes.
Very good. Then you never have to fear of death. Because you already have a connection with Golok Vrindavan. So how do you connect with Golok Vrindavan? You have to have a service attitude. Atah Sri Krishna Namadi na bhavet grajyam indriye. Seva unmukhi jibbado swayam eva spuroti yada. Rupa Goswami Pad explained this verse. And Prabhupada quoted this verse randomly. It's like a candy for him. He randomly used this lecture, that lecture, you will hear this verse. I'm sure you all heard it. But one thing you must take note. What is required for Lord to appear in our life while we are chanting or we are in home? If you need the Lord presence in your life, what is the most important ingredient or component we need? Service attitude. That's true. Love is good. But the love has to have a two facet. One is action and intention. You have to have intention. You want to love. You want to serve the Lord. And action means you do something really. Not just, I love God, but I don't do anything for God. Everybody got it?
Yeah.
We need two things. We need action and intention. If we have a love for Lord, we really want to love Him. We want to serve Him. And you want to actually do it, like cooking for the Lord, like you go to school, learn, get educated. When you get educated, you will be devoted, committed. Actually, those who are really committed, they are educated. It's not like you become a serious devotee without any good consciousness or education behind. It is very important. That's why education is so important. More we are spiritually educated, we'll become more devoted and committed. And that's how we all become spiritual leader. You all are spiritual leader. You take responsibility for your own spiritual life. Isn't it? And then you share with your family members. So, I'll back to that. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Hari Shabde Nana Artha Dui Mukhatama Sarva Amangala Hare Premadiya Hare Mana. He said the Hari has a many meanings. But two meanings are most prominent. Let's say one time loudly, Hari. Hari! Hari! Oh, actually we say twice actually, Hari, Hari. Otherwise it doesn't go rhyme, I guess. Hari. Hari, Hari. Mahaprabhu used to say that too. So, Hari Shabde Nana Artha means it has a many meaning, but two things. See if you like actually apply that Hari, uttering Hari's name, what will be the result? Do you want it? Let's check it. He says, Nana Artha Dui Mukhatama Sarva Amangala. Amangala. Mangal means auspicious. Amangal means something you don't like, is not good for you. Would you like that to disappear from your heart, from your existence? Do you want bad things to go away? Yes? No? Okay, then chant, Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari.
Then another result Mahaprabhu says, Amangala Hare, Prema Diya Hare Mana. And Hari means also like a thief steals. It will steal your heart and take you to spiritual world where you can live forever happily. Would you like to also go there someday?
Yes.
Okay, very nice. So let us chant one more time. Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
Very nice. Now I'm going to ask you a funny question. Is God the possessor of all six opulences? You ever heard? What are those? Anyone?
Wealth.
Wealth. Very good. Say it loudly, Prabhu.
Wealth.
Very good. And what else? Yes?
Beauty.
Beauty. Very good. Yes?
Knowledge.
Knowledge. Yes, that's true. It's all aligned.
Fame.
Fame. Two more left.
Renunciation.
Whoa, renunciation. Just one left.
Strength.
Strength. Wonderful. You all got. You know, it's a little tricky question. Don't take it personally, but I'm just going to ask. Because Prabhupada used that word, Daridra Narayan. Anybody ever heard Daridra Narayan? Okay, thank you. So, Advaita Acharya, you all know, Advaita Acharya is one of the Panchatatta. Say loudly, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Binda. So Advaita Acharya had a secretary, his name is Biswas. So he sent a little note. And in the note he says, Advaita Acharya is a supreme personality of Godhead. Is it true? Is Advaita Acharya supreme God?
Yes.
Yes. But then he writes another line. But he has a debts. You know debts? D-E-B-T-S.
Yes.
Can God have a debts?
No.
No. So he said, but he has a 300 rupees, the currency in India. 300 rupees debts. So how many of you would like to pay for that debts? Let's see the hand. Only Gadagraj Prabhu. Now try to understand the question. Advaita Acharya is supreme God, but he has a debts, 300 rupees. Does it make sense or no?
No.
Thank you. But unfortunately, that letter did not reach to the king. It went to Lord Chaitanya's hand. Prabhupada said, somehow or other, the letter reached to Lord Chaitanya's hand. And Lord Chaitanya says, oh, Advaita Acharya is Supreme Lord, that's good. But he has a 300 rupees debts. Who wrote this? And he punished him that he cannot see Lord Chaitanya forever. Oh, he felt so attacked. Why? Because the philosophy, the understanding we have about God, it should be very pure, not like hodgepodge that anywhere in this world. We have very pure, and I'm sure you all are already endowed with it. So we never say God is the possessor of six opulences, but he needs some money. He is short of some money. Doesn't make any sense. Who said he is a possessor of all wealth? He is possessor of all wealth. How can you say he has a debts? Possessor of all wealth means everything. So how can he have a debts? So of course, later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgave him, but he said this, he was very strict to give him a good understanding. And Prabhupada says, in India, innocent, ignorant people, they actually use this, because in future you all may go to India and, you know, see the Holy Dham. You may see this billboard or some group saying Daridra Narayan. Daridra means poor, poverty stricken, but he's Narayan. Is it possible? Why? Why not possible? The Supreme Lord who is a possessor of everything, but he's poverty stricken. Doesn't make any sense, isn't it? But political leaders, they actually makes a big, right now in India, they have, I mean Prabhupada's time it was there, because you'll see many purport Prabhupada has, that they call Daridra Narayan. This is not proper. That a Narayan possessor of all wealth, how can he be Daridra or poverty stricken? So that's wrong understanding. Okay, now question is, Lord appeared for two reasons. One is to deliver the Alachua devotees. Well, I mean, yeah. Means those devotees who are desperately seeking to have darshan of the Lord. And Lord, to deliver them, they are doing chanting, they go to school, they honor prasadam, right? They do this, then Lord also want to give them darshan. So that's one reason. And another reason is, those who are inimical to God or maintaining resentment, he wants to annihilate them. Annihilate means not necessarily in Kali Yuga by killing them, but by purifying their consciousness. This is the speciality of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So more we chant, more our heart gets purified, then all the dirty things, all unwanted things or demoniac mentality will disappear. And then one day you all will be happy. You can be in your house, in your school, wherever you are, you will be happy all the time. Provided you keep on chanting, Hari, Hari. This is very nice. We have to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, now I'm going to ask if you know any secret. What is the speciality of Advaita Acharya? We'll just do little research on Panchatattva. What is the special secret that we worship Advaita Acharya? First of all, I'll tell you why we chant Panchatattva name. You probably all heard Giriraj Maharaj's explanation. He also explained this when he was here 6-7 years back, or maybe 8 years back. That in the morning conversation between Prabhupada, him, and other few devotees, they said, Prabhupada, Panchatattva name has no offense. Can we just chant Panchatattva name? Prabhupada said, yes. Okay, we'll chant Panchatattva name. But then you told us to chant 16 round Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Then Prabhupada said, yes. He said, but Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, there is an offense, there is a little fear. We have to be aware of the 10 offenses. Prabhupada said, yes. So what should we do? Should we chant Panchatattva name or Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? And then Prabhupada says, no, you chant Panchatattva name. You worship Panchatattva. You know how you worship Panchatattva? Just by chanting Panchatattva's name. Just say, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Just by chanting the name, you already worship. Wow, that's easy. Just by chanting the name, you already worship. You don't need a ghee, wigs, incense, chamara, conch shell. I mean, those are also good for archanam. But you can worship the Lord anywhere. Anywhere, literally anywhere, even in the toilet. Yeah, there's a one Ram Bhakta. He said he didn't have any time. So Narad Muni said, you don't have any time? What do you do during the, when you go to the, of course, in India, toilet is not like in your house. It's like you have to walk like a little far. If you go to the village in India, they don't have a toilet in the house. It's like a half mile or maybe quarter mile far. Yeah. It's a little difference. So then he said, okay, I can chant that time. Of course, he was chanting Sitaram, Sitaram during that time. And whenever you chant Sitaram, watch out, Hanumanji hears. He may come in Alachua and appear. Because he doesn't live too far. You know Hanumanji where he lives? He lives in a place called Kim Purusha Varsha, adjacent to this earthly planet. It's another planet, but it is in the middle planetary system. But anybody chant Sitaram, say it loudly, Sitaram. You better watch out. Maybe Hanumanji, he will really come whenever you chant Sitaram. So he was thinking, why is chanting to go to while he's going to toilet? So he gave him a kick. But Hanumanji is not visible to our material eyes. So a little later, Hanumanji felt, I want to go see the Lord. So he went to see the Lord. And he was surprised that Lord is little bit not feeling well. Lord is going like this. And Hanumanji is thinking, what happened? What happened to the Lord? Then he said, my Lord, are you okay? He said, no, the kick was very hard. I'm sorry, my Lord. What? And he says, the kick was very hard. Are you getting the gap filling up? Yes. And then he says, my Lord, what kick? He said, you gave a kick. He said, what do you mean? My Lord, I never would even dream about it. How can? He said, when somebody chant my name, I am there in the name. Anything anybody does to that person that time, I also experience. Everybody follow? So when we chant Hare Krishna, we are with Krishna. It's not like Krishna is somewhere and I am here. I'm just trying to connect through chanting. Yeah, that's beginning stage, but Krishna is also present there. So when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, who is with us? Krishna. So let's do one time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So regarding Advaita Acharya, I'll say something, just one word. He told to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that before you distribute, this is my request, don't ask any pre-qualification. Who can chant, who cannot chant. You should distribute it everyone without asking for any qualification. Isn't so nice? Advaita Acharya is so cool. When is his birthday? It's in February, yeah? Something like that. So we can meditate. When you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, before your Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you chant Panchadatta Mantra. In your heart you think, Advaita Acharya's name I'm chanting. Thank you for making us to chant. Otherwise, if there was a qualification, I don't know if I'm qualified, if everybody's qualified. I don't know. But he requested and Lord Chaitanya granted it. Okay. No need qualification. Let's chant anywhere. And you know how he was getting happiness? The highest happiness by becoming God or by becoming God's servant. Who can tell me? Servant. You know who proved it? Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya say, Chaitanyer Das Mui, Chaitanyer Das, Chaitanyer Das Mui, Tar Dasher Das. The highest happiness is to become servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. So who would like to become servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord?
Me.
Very good, very good, very good, very nice. Thank you. Nityananda Prabhu. Who knows about Nityananda Prabhu? Something. Because we are chanting his name every day. And when you chant Nityananda Prabhu's name, you also remember this and be grateful. Thank you, boys and girls. You all are wonderful. I really noticed they're very attentive. At that age, I don't remember if I was attentive. So thank you. So Nityananda Prabhu, what do we remember about Nityananda Prabhu? He delivered Jagai and Madai. Very good. And Prabhupada says, nowadays we are delivering like Jagai Madai or more Jagai, more than Jagai and Madai. So Prabhupada is more merciful. I would say Nityananda Prabhu's greatest mercy I found through Prabhupada is very interesting conversation Tamalkesha Maharaj and Prabhupada had. Twice there was a problem with a devotee who Tamalkesha Maharaj wanted Prabhupada to literally write a letter, say he is not allowed anymore. Because he breaking law, not only breaking law, he's taking advantage of the life members in Bombay and he was collecting money and he was staying with a bogus yogi. And he gave up. So Tamalkesha Maharaj asked Prabhupada, can I send the letter to the life member? Prabhupada said no. But he's hurting. Prabhupada said no. Then after a few months the report comes that he collected a lot of donation from Ishkan life member and he's giving to these bogus Mayavadis. I mean, you all know the name, I don't like to say that name. So then Tamalkesha Maharaj persisted. This is in the memory tape, you can see. And then Prabhupada says no. Then Tamalkesha Maharaj asked Prabhupada, how come you cannot say no? He says, there is no end of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. So what was Prabhupada holding within him? Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. He said, there is no end of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. There's one disciple, I won't say the name also because I love him and respect him, he's still alive. He was in Calcutta and some or other he went back to some smoking, ganja. It was so heavy, Prabhupada actually wrote a letter. Either you come back or I will reject you. I'm sure you heard that story. So nice. Then he came back immediately. He got the letter, he got scared. And Prabhupada said, Tamalkesha Maharaj, I love Tamalkesha Maharaj. He really like intriguing question. Prabhupada, would you really reject him if he didn't come? Prabhupada said, no. But you said in the letter, said just to scare him. But you will never reject even the disciple do nonsense and Prabhupada said, no. Nityananda Prabhu has no end of mercy, so has mine. So that's Nityananda Prabhu. I focus a lot when you chant Nityananda Prabhu's name. Panchatattva, their speciality, we must meditate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu represent the ocean of transcendental rasam, bliss. Nityananda Prabhu represent, what does he represent?
Friend.
No, he represent the door, key to the prema door. He is not the prema, he is a distributor, he allows. But he has the access, nobody else. And when Prabhupada says, he is Nityananda Prabhu's manifestation, incarnation, indirectly he said this to Tamalkesha Maharaj, it's very pleasing. I felt so joyful, it's so nice. Means there is never possible I'll be rejected. Because I'm nonsense, I know. But still, I'll never be rejected from Prabhupada's compassion. So that's so nice. And Advaita Acharya, what is his contribution? biggest contribution. I mean, we discuss few, but one contribution, this is in Murari Gupta Karcha, that when we chant Panchatattva name, we should focus on this, these five, at least key points. So Advaita Acharya's main contribution was that he actually brought Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now in our life for these 10,000 years. It could have been after million years, I mean after 1,000 years, I don't know if I would be here, or it could have been 5,000 years back, I would not be here. But at least it is a beautiful golden age. Golden age, I love the way Prabhupada explained, if I can find it, I'll read it with Allen Ginsberg, what he talks about 10,000 years. It was so nice. I don't know how many of you, we all heard about 10,000 years, but 10,000 years, Prabhupada's explanation with Allen Ginsberg was like a little scary to me. So I'm going to read it exact what Prabhupada says. Kali Yuga. I cannot open it. But anyway, point was, running late. That Allen Ginsberg and Prabhupada conversation back and forth. But the way Prabhupada expressed is a little scary. Prabhupada said, that's it, finish. What do you mean finish? The Hare Krishna will be finished. Then Allen Ginsberg says, like 10,000 years after, what will be there? No more Hare Krishna, finish. It's like a repeating Prabhupada. So 10,000 years, you say yes. Now you can think, you chant, I chant, and we have a nice, wonderful relationship to progress in spiritual path. But after 10,000 years, there is not even, what's the word he says? There is not even facility to practice anything. You will eat me, I will eat you. I was like scary. And Allen Ginsberg says, what do you mean? Everybody will eat? Yes, everybody will eat each other. The population will grow so much. But then he comes back. 10,000 years, this facility is given that you can actually awake your love for God and go back home. If somebody misses 10,000 years, it's very, most unfortunate. Now I'll tell you a little scary story about one devotee. He lives in Alachua, very nice devotee. He asked his Gurudev, Jayavataka Maharaj, Maharaj, I feel like sometime I want to take a break from spiritual life, like a little take off few years, like go into mundane world and come back later. Jayavataka Maharaj says that you already chanted few years very nicely. Even if you don't make it to spiritual world, you will definitely go to heaven. But there is a danger. Minimum lifespan in the heaven is 10,000 years. And you will be back here. And when you come back here, guess what? I mean, you can read. Prabhupada said to Allen Ginsberg, I will eat you, you eat me. That's it, after 10,000 years. It was very scary. So Jayavataka Maharaj had a brief, wonderful privilege to explain that. He said, there won't be Hare Krishna movement. So rather be serious and till your last breath, keep Krishna consciousness alive in your life in order to guarantee you will be in spiritual world. Okay, I end here. Thank you. Any, yes, Prabhu, just a second.
Yeah. One point I'd like to bring up is that how is Krishna the son of Mother Yasoda? In the Krishna book, it doesn't explain fully this point. It explains that Vasudeva went to Nanda Maharaj's house, and Mother Yasoda had just given birth to the girl. And he exchanged Krishna with the girl and took him back to Mathura. In the 10th canto, Prabhupada explains it more fully that Mother Yasoda gave birth to twins. One of them was the original Krishna. So when Vasudeva brought his son, who was the Vasudeva form of Krishna, because he had four arms, he revealed himself as Vishnu in the jail cell with four arms, he merged into the original Krishna at that time, and Vasudeva took the girl back to the jail cell. So it's explained.
He explains
that, but not so many devotees know it, because the Krishna. I didn't know it for a while, because I read the Krishna book like 100 times.
But Prabhupada quoted that verse, Nanda Atmana Atmaja Utpanne. Nanda Atmaja Utpanne means the child came from his body.
Yeah.
That verse, Prabhupada quoted, I heard that a few times in his lecture. Also in Gopi Git, Jayati Te Adhikam Janmana Braja. That's also, gopis are also saying that you are born Janmana Braja. Your Janma is in Braja. So Haribhamsa explains that Swayam Bhagavan, Swayam Rup is Nanda Maharaj's son, Yasoda's son.
Yeah.
And Prabhupada explained this, but that part is not there, that when Vasudev came, he didn't see the other son. He saw the girl only. So that's Haribhamsa says that Jogamaya covered.
Okay.
So when he placed his son, then he merged with that.
Okay. And another point I'd like to make is that I don't know if this is in Prabhupada's books because I can't remember, but I think I read it in Jagadharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Jagadharma, is that when Lord Chaitanya appears in that Kali Yuga, there is no Kalki Avatar. Kalki Avatar doesn't come. This may be a controversial point, but
It's not in Jayavadharma. No.
I think I read it in Jayavadharma.
No. I would like to see.
Okay.
I did a seminar on
I'll have to find it, but it's definitely...
Yeah.
It's
one of the topics that no clear evidence.
Okay.
Now, when the challenge came, I remember one sannyasi says, well, the chanting will go on, it will deliver everybody, so there won't be any need. But then Prabhupada's 10,000 years is very limit. 432,000. 432,000, 5 years is already minus. So 427,000. Minus 10,000, 417,000. Whew, that's scary. 417,000 Kali Yuga. They say that there will be a pure devotee always till the end of Kali. But there is no reference that what the pure devotee will do. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jayavadharma did mention 400 years dark age. That doesn't mean there was not a pure devotee. There was pure devotee. Uddhava Das was there. Our Guru Parampara, those names are there. But they are not. But there was no institution or a facility where other could become devotee and make their life success.
Yeah.
So that started from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Prabhupada really established that. So that was not there. But Vaishnava was there. I mean, their gurus, guru parampara, those names are not, there's no big institution was there. That's why.
Well, I've heard Prabhupada say this over and over again, that, you know, he mentioned Kalki Avatar at the end of the 10,000 years. I heard him say that there will be no devotees left after that. But, you know, maybe you've heard something different.
I can send you, that I have the quote actually, Prabhupada conversation with Allen Ginsberg. That was very scary, frightening when I read that. Prabhupada said, yes, yes, you will eat me, I will eat you. That says 10,000 years, after 10,000 years. So, no, I'm not going to be here. I don't want to be here. I'm praying to Lord. I want to go back, end of this life. Krishna. Yes, Mother.
Prabhu, have a little question. So after 10,000 years, there's still at least 400,000 years of Kali Yuga. So the dharma for Kali Yuga is a holy name. So the holy name will be there for till the end of Kali Yuga?
No, 10,000 years.
Maha Mantra after that?
It will be there, but it is not a visible. It's not available. Just like Hare Krishna Maha Mantra was there before Prabhupada came.
Right.
Like there was a Bhagavad Gita also in America before Prabhupada came.
I see.
But it was not affecting, nor so, it was written in a pure format.
So there will be some Vaishnavas.
But okay. It won't be affecting pure bhakti. Mm.
And at the end of when Kalki comes, so he comes from a family of pure devotees, brahmanas, some, you know, like a Vedic society. So how will that Vedic society, where will that be like maintained that he could be born in that Vedic pure Brahman family? There must be some community at the end of Kali Yuga also, right?
Yeah. But I was looking at the words when he said Vishnu Joshi, the father's name, and the village called Sambalpur. So a lot of devotees think Sambalpur in Odisha, because there is a big city. So they think it's there. But it is not written like that. It will be in Odisha. It says the Sambalpur. Sambalpur also meaning where the spiritual strength ball is intact with those people, where they will actually have a Vedic Krishna conscious culture.
But then we're speculating, right? That it's not in Orissa, it must be like that.
I don't know, 400,000 years, how are you going to figure it out? I'm sure. Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah. How can, some Vedic civilization may exist so pure that in 400,000 years, maybe somewhere in Himalayas, or I don't know. It seems really
not hard. Necessarily.
Yeah.
Just like Prabhupada appeared here, and now you have hundreds and thousands of devotees.
Yeah.
So similarly, something will happen from outside, come in.
Yeah. It's a long time. 400,000 years.
400,000 is long time. I can't even think of it.
That could be the last destination of any devotee. It's like power of freedom. It's the last thing.
Yeah.
So that's also true. That he appears, and his father and mother are like one of the few devotees left. And after that,
That's true. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Pranandi Hari Hari.